Item number 14 is next, PR 2021-5812, preliminary final plat SD 2021-218 for Don Jeffries at 1214 Arias Avenue Southwest. And Cartesian Surveys has this case. Mr. Mulhall.
Good morning, it's Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys.
Address. Hey, Ryan, we got to the afternoon in case you didn't notice.
Hanging in.
All right. Go ahead and introduce yourself with your address.
Certainly. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address is PO Box 44414, Rio Ranch, New Mexico, 87174. And I swear to tell the truth.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan. Go ahead and give us an overview.
Yeah, so this property is looking to eliminate an existing lot line between two existing lots to create one new lot. It's also seeking DRB determinations to allow for the deficient sidewalk and right-of-way widths on Arias Avenue Northwest. I just want to make a note that I sent a supplemental justification for the right-of-way width to transportation and planning yesterday, and so I'm not certain if they've had time to review that, but I did want to note that that should be in the application packet. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 14? Please raise your hand or speak up now. Seeing no one, let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Brian Carter, Water Authority, we have no objections. The subject parcel has an existing water and sewer account with us. We do not need an availability statement for this lot line removal, and the project is within the service area. Thank you.
Okay, code enforcement.
Albert Webb, code enforcement. Previous sketch plat comments or site is in an area of consistency. Calculated range is 0.147 acres to 0.245 acres, and proposed lot size is 0.2328, is in range for contextual standards, and future development subject to R1A and CPO 12 standards.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, no comments on this case.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the plat. Please note, we'll need an approved grading drainage plan prior to building permit if any of the following conditions are met. 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot proposed building, 10,000 square foot of proposed paving. Property falls within the valley and must follow the flat grading scheme found in section 6-4D of the DPM.
Okay, thank you, sir. Any questions there, Mr. Mulhall?
No, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys. No questions, and we'll be sure to pass along the requirements for development moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Transportation.
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation received all of the justification letters that were mentioned. Transportation has no objection to the action.
All right. Planning.
Planning has no objection to the action. I agree with Transportation. And I think we needed a project number on the plat. Oh, we have a project number on the plat. Okay. Never mind.
Then we need a AGSTXF file.
I don't see one, so I'm going to say yes on that. And we will also need, no, never mind. We have signatures too. So it looks like just the DXF.
All right, Mr. Mulhall's getting it together. All right, I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for preliminary final plat. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
Glenn Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Albert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Gerald Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfleet, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for the AGSTXF file for 4 weeks. There is a consensus vote to approve item 14, project PR 2021-5821, application SD 2021-218 Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, with delegation to planning for 4 weeks to address the issue just stated.
Wonderful. We appreciate it. And thank you all for your